Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it is Tuesday because we're coming to you a day early because we've gone ahead and we're going to recap the premiere of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which comes out tomorrow, Wednesday, or if you're listening to this and it is Wednesday later tonight, guys, do not miss this premiere. It is so good. Dark, but good.
Chills.
Burr.
Like recapping.
You'll hear it when you listen.
Yeah.
You'll hear it when you listen, but it's great. And listen, welcome back, ladies. Yeah. So tonight we're doing Atlanta. We're doing Summer House Reunion. We're doing Jersey Reunion. And then like next week, it's like kind of crazy. Like we'll only have Atlanta and Beverly Hills for just a brief moment in time.
Right. But we'll get a Summer House Reunion and finish the New Jersey Reunion.
Oh, shit. Sorry. That's for next week. I meant the week after. Wow, guys.
What is time?
What is time? Okay.
What is time? I was disappointed today. I mean, Lisa Rinna is calling out Entertainment Tonight. I was like, where is the tagline Entertainment Tonight?
You were supposed to. Why is Entertainment Tonight the one who announces them?
They always, I feel like, give it to, you know, it's like, it's always like click the link and it's like, you know,
like
some, yeah, you know, sure, whoever I buys them, like People content. Magazine, Us Weekly, like,
no, I mean, I get it. It's just such a, what a funny thing to do branded content of, but also,
genius. Where are the taglines?
Where are the taglines? Where are they?
Well, and you know, we'll what? Wake I don't up think, to them tomorrow morning.
I don't think. Okay.
We'll get them at 7 a.m. I bet we there's a 10 a.m. drop East Coast.
I don't think they will be in the first episode.
No, they won't, but they'll just have them tomorrow.
I know. I don't know. Will they?
I feel like they do that often.
I think there's sometimes we've gotten them after the premiere. Sometimes there's like weeks before, you know, I feel like with Beverly Hills, they don't really have to drum up that much excitement.
Yeah. We're here for it. All eight of them.
Yeah. And plus extras. Is it eight? No, I think there's even more. Aren't there? Because Diana is new.
Diana, Sutton, Crystal, Garcelle, Erica, Rinna, Kyle, Dorit, eight. And then you're Kathy correct. Is a plus one. And
Sheree. Okay. Zampino. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So eight official, two friends of. Wow.
And this week, not a lot of news, just I feel like a lot of rumors, like they're saying in Orange County that Gina has been fired, which Gina's like, no, that's completely made up. I think there's no news in that city. But
I think we'll get a Dorinda pause for a minute.
I agree.
A New York pause, you know.
Then Miami's filming this week and they're saying that there's divorce rumors there. Someone that's been married a really long time, which makes me think it has to be Lisa.
If it's Gwerdy and her husband, Russell, I'll freak out. So it better be Lisa. Lisa and Lenny have been clearly very unhappy and it doesn't seem like they kind of like each other. And it's like the same storyline she had 10 years ago with Lenny is still there. And it just feels like, you know, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'm here for more Lisa though. Lisa used to be like my favorite Miami housewife.
I think they'll have a great second season.
Oh, 100%.
Alexia has anything to do with it.
Any of them. I think the whole season, I'm telling you, and I really think keep Adriana and Marisol as friends up, but give them just as much of a starring role.
Fair.
Sipping on Cox.
Just basically don't pay them a full salary.
Yeah. Just don't change anything. Don't change anything. Not even salary. Did you see? Okay. So today, first off, I know we'll talk about Summer House too, but okay. It's so rumor is that Southern Charm is returning on June 23rd. That's the rumor. There's nothing official. You guys should always go, by the way, not to downplay us, but like, I feel like Queens of Bravo, like they always have breaking news. I'm like there must be a Google alert set up for immediacy because they are always on top of things, but they're the ones who said that June 23rd, they think that Southern Charm is coming out. And so now it's like, I feel like we're starting to see the like play up of the season, right? Like all of a sudden you're like Craig and Madison are doing TikToks together.
I know. I wonder what Austin thinks about that.
Okay. I saw somebody commented and I wanted to cry. And someone said like on like one of the posts, like somewhere a Honda Civic is overheating.
No! That's amazing.
And like the internet is so freaking, people are so funny. Like
pretty good. That's pretty good.
But I feel like we're going to start to see a little bit more of everybody.
I did see the TikTok of them like doing like
the handshake.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I was playing jump rope this week with my class and I would like
by myself.
No, I was like starting to sing those songs. Like I was like, you know, like you sing
Red Rover. Oh, no, that's different.
No, like the K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Yeah. Is it A? And then you'll be like, oh, you're making out with Brady. And I'm like, I like had to stop myself. They're only five. They don't know that. And I was like, why were we singing this? Like, why this? I'd sing that like 7 years ago to children and be like, oh, you're like dating blah, blah, blah now. I'm like, why would I ever be
Mary
doing
in
that?
The
that
trenches so with the kids? Like, oh, crazy. You guys.
Oh, you're going to make out with Michelle.
Like
show because you know when you Brady stopped on that letter. Oh, you're gonna marry them.
Oh, it's like the map. Remember MASH?
Yeah, totally.
Like that's like what you're doing.
Apartment, shack, house.
Yeah.
I gotta bring that back.
Wait, speaking of the ABCs too, remember we said like last week people were gonna yell at us for like O and U, right? So O, we got some great ones. O, Osefo for Wendy Osefo. We got O for OC, where it all started. Duh. I don't even remember what we said for O.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's 10 second time over here. You were dumb. Umansky.
Umansky. That yeah. It has to be Umansky.
Now we did have a lot of people yell at us like ultimate girls trip, and then they'd say, oh, we just got to that part. Okay. Then there's also uncool, like don't be all uncool.
That's good.
That's a good one. I feel like guys, I mean, really just like we're all onto something.
As a teacher here, I really think I could get this book into production.
I think I'm not
it's
kidding.
For the babies of Bravo, and it's an ABC.
Oh, you're gonna make book. Out with Mauricio.
Yeah, and we could have like jump rope. Just
like and it comes two judging with girls
with the jump rope.
So inappropriate. Oh,
it's so perfect.
So inappropriate. Wait, also, jump rope is a great exercise, by the way. I brought one in the pandemic.
I had to get, you know, I had to show them how it was done. They weren't double jumping. Like, you know how you jump in between the jumps? Oh. Like, as the rope goes.
Oh, when we were kids, we used to double dutch all the time. Oh, I could never get out, though. I could get in, and then I'm like, help, help, I'm stuck.
I was sweating.
It's a great work. I mean, honestly, I got one from Amazon, as I want to do with all of my purchases, and it's got a counter for you. So it counts how many times. Cool.
Like
you've
a
done
skip it.
Or like a skip it. Oh my God. I loved skip it. I had like three of them.
Those were fun.
And bop it.
Yeah. Good times. 90s.
Wow. Wow.
We're old. Okay. What else? I did also just hot tip.
Yeah.
For teachers, first responders, I think anyone in the medical field, Rothy's is doing 40% off to educators and people, first responders and stuff like that. So I just thought it was a hot tip. It's this week only, 40% off. You verify with your email, like you put in your school email and you can get 40% off Rothy's.
This isn't even an ad. This is just, it was like, I needed to tell people all about it. You're doing the ABCs of Bravo. You want
to discount. It's a very teacher shoe.
Yeah. How many pairs do you already have and how many pairs did you buy?
I actually have never bought a pair, which is crazy. So I just bought one and I did the leopard print, the pointy. Yo. Now I kind of debated possibly getting a loafer as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better decide. You only have a few more days left in this week.
So
you could always return them if they don't fit.
I have a problem with returning.
I do understand that. That's why I had to buy a printer.
It's just the printing, the whole process, the return process is challenging.
I understand.
Yeah.
It happens.
They never make it back.
No, right. It's like, and then
they
like
get to me.
This is like so ridiculous too. Like I used to like get a bunch of stuff and then I'd be really bad at returning. And like my mom would like, you know, come over to my house and be like, what's this bag? And I'm like, please just don't look at it. It's the returns that never made it.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you going to do with these? I'm like, I'm just going to give them to my sister and tell her congrats.
Right.
My laziness has now enabled your wardrobe.
Well, it's hard. I like to be able to like return to a store like Nordstrom's, you know, like to go into the store and try to find something. Oh. Like that is easier to me versus like, you know, I don't know if there's like Rothy stores. I like to like go into the store to return it, not like mail it back. If that makes sense.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I think it is.
I mean, I know the guy at the UPS store now because I have so many Amazon returns.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a fault. It's a fault of my own. You know, when the box comes and you said, I don't even know what this is.
Yeah. It happens often now.
It does. I know. I'm bummed about it. Let's talk a little Summer House reunion. So I've got to tell you, I have never seen a community so split down the middle and so vocal about being Team Hub House or Team Paige.
But the only thing is, it's like Kyle kind of is the person that lies in the middle because there's an interesting dynamic there. Clearly, Amanda is Team Paige, Sierra, Maya, that side of the couch. And going along with those newbies, Alex and Andrea, who probably had three words.
I actually think on Alex and on, well, first off, Alex killed it. And I feel like his line about the Honda Civic selfie or Honda Civic, God, wow, Vanderpump, Honda Civic of male attractiveness. I'm like, that should secure him for another season. Him and Carl are wearing the same suit. I love Alex.
That was very funny that they were wearing the same exact lavender suit jacket, which looked stunning. But how did that happen?
It's like, okay, we know because of Project Runway episode with the housewives on the for their reunion, we know that their outfits are checked. But Summer House just must not lie in the ether and level of the housewives.
What are the odds of them wearing the same suit jacket? That seems strange.
Unless they always shop at that store that they got it at. It's probably Zara.
Maybe Carl got two sizes and then Alex had to wear the smaller size. I don't know.
Because he didn't do his returns.
I don't know.
He wanted to go in store. Like, I mean, Lindsay and Danielle are wearing the same color outfit.
Great. Wait, circling back to my original point.
Uh-huh. Yes. Kyle lies in the middle. I'd say Andrea and
interesting because
Alex lie in the middle too. They're neither.
Alex is newbies. Andrea kind of can go to both. But Kyle, going back to Kyle that had a mini mullet. He did have some type of mullet going on. Mm-hmm. I think it's confusing for him because he wants to support his wife, but he's also like, I'm the OG. We started this house with Lindsay, with Carl, with Danielle.
Danielle was not an OG.
But
I'm just telling you, she wasn't an OG.
Remember that girl?
Christina.
That was so annoying. The reporter. And her and Lindsay were roommates.
They're like besties. I don't think they ever talk anymore.
They never talked again.
Ever.
But I think it's interesting where he has to kind of.
Well, Kyle goes like logical too, I think, actually. Like, I think he is kind of like, but I agree, right? For me, it's like, Kyle and Amanda, you should be relatively neutral because Carl and Lindsay work for Loverboy now.
It's very interesting.
And here's the thing. After the whole thing, I'm like, first off, Paige is being way too bitchy right now. Like, I feel like
what happened in the winter house?
Lindsay says nothing. She commented on the photo and says nothing happened. Mm-hmm. I thought we were good. You guys, I hate to say it. Right. It's Craigie. Right. Craigie's getting in Paige's head. Craig and Paige are supposed to be. You said it.
I was like, they thought they were going to be the stars of Bravo, this power couple. It's Craig and Paige.
They're the stars
of their shows. Everyone's just going to love them. And it hasn't been well received by the people. You guys are the people.
And Carl and Lindsay were called the first couple of Bravo by Andy. That must chap their ass.
Rad House. That's
or
the name.
Carlinda.
I like Rad House.
So there's something like, I think like Craig said something to Paige. Like, I mean, Paige said, oh, I'm not going to take reunion advice from Craig, but something's going on because like Lindsay's living rent free in Paige's head. Now, however, I think that they both make good points. I do think that Lindsay plays dumb about not knowing.
I like what Paige said. Like, if you just admit to this and just say you're sorry, like we can be done and move on.
But she did say sorry. It's like when she said, I said, I'm sorry for my part.
She did the Bravo. Sorry. Right.
But no, she said like, I'm sorry, like that your feelings were hurt and like the part that I played, and they literally flash back to their jacuzzi talk. And she said exactly
I'm just getting confused because Andy talked this week about the Bravo sorries.
Oh yeah.
Who did he talk about it with?
What do you mean?
It must have been, was it on New Jersey? A Bravo sorry?
Oh, yes. Because, or was it this? Summer House. It could have been Summer House.
He talked about the Bravo sorry. It was like, I'm sorry that you feel this way.
I think it was about this. It has
nothing to do with me. And it's your feelings, but I'm sorry you're feeling that your feelings.
Oh, it could have been Jersey last week with Teresa.
I think it was this week, but
honestly, everything is blending together. But it was like, it was Summer House because Lindsay was saying that, but she was like, but that's exactly what I said. And they flashback and it was exactly what I said, but it still wasn't good enough. They wanted her to basically say, like, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. Not, I'm sorry if your feelings were hurt. Yes. Again, each of them are getting their info from Austin, who's clearly playing both of them. Like when Sierra said that when they were in Winterhouse and that she had asked for, like, you know, she had talked about the relationship between Lindsay and Austin. And we're like, oh, so she did talk to Lindsay, but then they flash back and she's like, no, she talked to Austin. So this fucking Honda Civic is ruining everybody's life. Okay.
I feel bad for the Honda Civics out there. A Honda Civic is a very nice, practical car, people.
It really is.
Like, it's a great commuter car. I had a Honda Accord for years. It
lasts long.
Yeah.
It's long lasting. And listen, as Austin in a threesome, I don't think he's long lasting.
Oh.
What?
Also, what was the deal? I did not like it this episode. Andy asking Kyle about a threesome and Amanda. To get him harder, you know, like, because there was the comment of like, Kyle's never been harder than thinking about Lindsay going down on a girl, basically. And then Andy like chimes in. I'm like, that's like too far for me. Why are you asking about
this? Okay. So on a left-hand turn here. Okay. So over the weekend, the Selling Sunset reunion came out.
Yes.
And like Chrishell is now dating this rapper named G Flip.
Okay.
And so
never heard of him.
Yeah. From Australia. Like basically Chrishell was in their music video.
I actually saw this on social media.
Okay. Great.
Just the who she's dating.
Oh, okay. So they're dating. And so then Tan from Queer Eye was the host. And then he kind of kept asking everybody, like all the women, like, have you ever been naughty? Like being in the lady pond or like dipping your toes in? And people were like, why is that naughty? And then like it was like so invasive in a sense of like where it was like, oh, like, because if you could be bisexual, like that's a weird thing. I don't know. That's what kind of made me feel when you're thinking about that, where it was like, this doesn't seem like, this feels a little invasive.
And right.
These are reality TV people, but they're also people. So it's just kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't know why we're talking about
it. And he also asked that on Jersey too. Like, hey, Melissa, have you ever dipped your toes in the lady pond? It's like, why is anybody's sexual business anybody's sexual business?
She thought for a long time about it.
She did. And then she even commented, you guys, I can't. The Jersey teeth are driving me crazy. All brand new veneers over there.
Marge's are pretty distracting.
Melissa's too. I can't look away. But also, like, great. I would love veneers, I think. Except for what's underneath them. One, look up Darcy and Stacy and their veneers. The pre, little nubs.
Oh, anyways. Yeah. I mean, that's like a root canal.
Yeah, it's just... I don't think I could do that part.
Right.
You definitely couldn't.
No.
Okay. But back to Paige and and Lindsay, the whole thing. First off, why are they sitting next to each other on this couch? The seating arrangement's still horrible.
Literally, Andy's like, you look very uncomfortable. You haven't made any eye contact. And she's like, I just feel so awkward. I just don't know why I'm over here. I'm only friends with the two people on the end what of the couch. Said, I'm like, there's only two people between you.
But what if she said, what if Andy said, okay, well then fine. Hey, Maya Sierra, can you move over and make room? Paige, you can take third seat or fourth seat.
Would it have made sense to do Kyle, Amanda, Lindsay, Carl, and Luke? Kind of.
Yeah.
That would have been a better arrangement.
Or Paige also, next to Amanda.
Luke, I have a problem with your outfit. I think it's too casual. Mm-hmm. The men are all wearing a suit jacket and he looks like he was wearing a Henley. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a problem.
Alex looked like he had a Henley underneath his jacket.
But he was wearing the jacket. Mm-hmm. Sports coat. Is that a sports coat?
Sure.
I will say I loved both Amanda and Paige's hair that Kim Kardashian looks like you got out of the shower. Look, how do you do that? I imagine trying to do that. And it like
combination of like gel and water.
But how does it not like ungel and freeze? You just put so much gel in.
It's okay.
I mean, not this. Unfreeze.
Yeah, unfreeze.
Humidify.
Here's the thing. I wish they did have a theme because I like
felt like it was
everybody was just doing their own thing, which is fine. But I love I love a theme. I didn't love the self-tanner on everyone. I think we mentioned this last week. It's like too much. So that was like really distracting for me. And I thought I really like Paige's hair not like that.
Like, oh, I loved it. I thought Maya looked amazing in the hot pink.
Agree.
She was wearing like a blazer and shorts and a crop top. Mm-hmm. Sierra, we had her in like this gold sparkle number. But I know what you're saying. Then we have both Danielle and Lindsay wearing the same same kind of royal. No, like was yeah, it beer like royal a, blue?
No, that's dark. No. Like it was like a bright blue. Like a bright blue.
What is that called?
Bright? Sky blue, if you will?
No, no, no. That wouldn't be a sky blue. Okay. That's like baby blue.
Okay.
They were darker. It was a darker
neon hue. Blue? Would you give a neon color?
It was a neon.
Okay.
It's actually
where's like, the Sherwin-Williams paint board? Get over
actually
here.
Actually like the Google Docs form blue.
One of the three blues you can choose. It's like the iMessage blue.
It kind of was.
I'm looking at the iMessage right now. It is kind of the iMessage blue. Okay, Big Apple fans over there. Okay. I wasn't crazy about Amanda's outfit. Amanda loves a pant. It's like it's almost like a legging flare, a flare legging.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And it was, you know, like, Kyle bought his shirt from Douche Canoe. Okay. But things are other. Okay. So I guess I still want to go back to Lindsay and Paige because it's very interesting because Paige is like, Carl's been yelling at me and Carl, what have you done all summer? And when Carl
was
like,
low blow.
That was a low blow. And when Carl called her out, I felt like she got super defensive because she knew the way that it came off. And I don't think that she meant.
No, I think she did. She was like, you were boring all summer. You didn't drink. That's how it came off. And
oh, I didn't think she meant it like that. I thought she was trying. I thought she was saying,
what did you do all summer? You didn't do anything. You didn't provide us with any entertainment. You didn't have any storyline. Mackenzie came for like a hot second. If that was her name, I'm not quite sure if that was
Mackenzie.
Like, you didn't really do anything but stay sober. That's what she said.
No, so she actually didn't say that exact thing. She just said, what did you do all summer?
Yeah, but that's what she meant by it.
I actually don't think that she meant by it. I think he was calling her out saying kind of, what did you do all summer? Because they're like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory grandparents in the bed. When Andy came by that house and they showed us that room, I wanted to vomit. It was so disgusting. I don't even care that it was the last night of summer. That was the amount of empty coffee cups, like Starbucks cup. Could you imagine?
It really reminds me of the sorority days.
So here's the thing. Okay. What I didn't like is she said that to Carl. I don't think she meant the sobriety thing. I think she was just saying, like, you're saying I didn't have a storyline. Like, what was your storyline? That's how I felt. I don't think she was calling, but I think that I could see. Now, Carl and Lindsay are obviously together. So Carl's defending her. And when Paige is like, Carl's been after me, I'm like, Paige, you're kind of defending Sarah in this whole thing. So like, you are the Carl in this situation. Like, you're inserting yourself into Sierra because I think Paige actually made a good point just like 3 years later with, I do believe that it is harder to get into. No, I don't know if there's a hierarchy, but I would say it's probably harder to break into Lindsay and Danielle, and that the people who are in their mid-20s probably gravitate towards Paige more, just like Paige gravitated towards Amanda more because they're like similar ages and different stages of their life.
Well, and they're not the OGs.
Correct. But I also just think that I could see Lindsay and Danielle.
I think it's an OG thing.
Yeah.
I think it's an OG thing.
Sure. I don't doubt that. I just feel like they both make good points. I think Lindsay can play dumb sometimes and like act like she doesn't know. But I also think it's like, can we stop blaming each other? Like, it's so wild because again, this show works because people are friendly with each other and usually are actually friends. So like, you can't have a split. And like, guys, remember, this is what happened to Hannah last season. Everybody basically was done with her. So like, don't make the house choose, because also, Paige, play the long game. Lindsay, Carl, Amanda, and Kyle have one summer left, and then we're going to follow them in a different spinoff. Okay.
Yeah.
Just be likable.
Lindsay is currently freezing her eggs. I feel like she'll...
I just think they're in a completely like different stage, right? Like her and Carl are sober right now. Like
Andy asked the question. He's like, okay, who's getting engaged first? And Paige just completely exits the conversation.
Which, don't you find it's funny when Craig said, oh, I'm going to propose at our year mark.
I mean, so he says, you know?
Yeah. It's like, what's the story, Morning Glory?
And then this spikes this conversation too. So, you know, Lindsay and Danielle are kind of like,
whatever the boys decide.
Yeah. But then it's like, then they start talking about this conversation like, oh, if your boyfriend doesn't break up with you.
Yeah, what? Did you see Robert's caption today?
I mean, like, I think they probably had some drunken breakups this summer.
They probably, it wasn't even probably a breakup. It's probably just like, I'm out of here. Like, it's over. But they didn't really have a conversation, you know, like, just get out of here.
I'm not coming back here this summer. I'm so over this. I'll be living in the city.
I'm going to Paris, Charleston.
Do you think he packed his bag in this drunken fight?
Like Stravi style?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
I do too. I do too.
I think it was like in the beginning of the summer. And then when he was working at the restaurant in New York and there, she's like, I don't know when I'm going to see you. I feel like that's probably when something occurred, but I'm like, Robert's a gem. Don't do that. And I also thought it was interesting too, because I tend to agree with Maya and like think that she's pretty like forthcoming and like tells the truth. And so she confirmed that. So that's why I was like, something did happen.
Also, Maya also confirmed that her and Oliver are not boyfriend girlfriend.
Okay. Also, I was laughing at Luke's answer to that because they're like, oh, Luke, are you like, what's going on? Like, would you and Maya date? And he's like, oh, I put my arm around. Cause remember we thought that about Watch What Happens Live when he saw, and then he's like, but who knows what the future holds? And like, but she's like kind of dating Oliver, Luke.
But I was kind of surprised by this because they met almost about a year ago. They're not boyfriend girlfriend. So it's just interesting. I mean, she took him to Watch What Happens Live.
I have a theory.
I guess, are they exclusive, but not boyfriend, girlfriend?
Don't get me started on that. I have a theory that they are boyfriend, girlfriend, but she does not want to embarrass Kwame.
It's a year later.
I know, but there's something, I think that there's some sort of-
Because he introduced her to Bravo?
Something like that. There's something, I think that there's some weird thing that she doesn't want to admit. I'm like, who spends 3 or 4 nights together a week? I'm just flashing back to all my quote unquote relationships right now. Wait a second. Were we not dating? But I don't know. I'm like, this is interesting.
Confirmed we'll never get the cookies.
She did. No, guys. No. There was a drop. There was a drop on Sunday, but it was Mother's Day. I didn't because I was out and I can't. But she said the way she wants to do it is these drops now. I mean, 10,000 people on a wait list. Good for you, Maya.
Yeah.
Good for you. I will be in.
Good for Carl, 7 inches long. Now I was like, is that hard or soft?
He said hard.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucky Lindsay. Also, okay, I have to say though, was it weird for you though when in the beginning to see them kiss and then when he's like, I just want to eat your legs? And I'm like, there's so much happening in this relationship. I wasn't ready for it. I don't know.
I feel like Lindsay, like we saw her with Ahmed this summer. Like she straddles people. She's all over them. And they're not the touchy-feely couple. They do like cute kisses in public. So has she just toned back with Carl? Is it just like they had such a friendship before?
When have you seen them?
Watch What Happens Live, the reunion.
Oh.
She's not like her normal self.
I mean, look at her body language. Her legs are turned towards him. They're very, no.
I'm not saying that I don't like them.
No. I'm saying I actually think they are PDA.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think that they're not like hardcore PDA, but I also think a lot of the things that we see Lindsay with, like with when she's with men is when she's a little intoxicated. And I feel like that's a lot of people are like more PDA when they're drinking. Personal experience.
I know someone like that.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Do I know them? Is it me?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait. Give me a letter. Okay, let's pretend we're jump roping. A, B, C, D. Don't know.
I mean, I definitely am.
Oh, it's you.
I definitely. Yeah, no.
Oh. I don't know. I thought there was a big secret. You're being a very accusatory tonight.
I'm trying to think if you are.
Don't worry about it. If you can't think about it, it's okay. Okay. It's okay. Okay. I also giggled when they were talking about Andrea. And first off, I was waiting for them to say, Andrea, you won 2 Judgy Girls March Madness contest like they did to Carl last year for the reunion. It didn't happen. And that's okay.
Weird.
No big deal. But again, we are available for BravoCon for a hot man panel.
Yes, we are.
twojudgygirls@gmail.com. We will be waiting for the email. Please.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
No, but when they were like, when he said he's back, he's with Lexi. Lexi showed up with him. I'm like, what does she do all day? Just sit in the green room? Or she just drop him off?
I don't know. But, okay, but I think it's cute and supportive.
I agree. But then when Andy asks Andre, he's like, God, when you go out, girls must like flock to you. And Sierra is like, I mean, they're like all over him. And he's like, yes, that's true. Like, he's such a gem. I love
him. Maybe he will propose before any of these couples.
He seems very in love.
I know.
That's so
he
cute.
Really fought for it too.
He did.
And I love that him having to say that. He's like, you know, she broke my heart and like I had to try so hard to get her back. You know, she blocked me on everything. And finally I was able to like get in contact with her again. And we just went out and hung out, no kissing, and he fell in love.
Oh,
so sweet.
That's so cute. Okay, let's get into the Sierra and Danielle thing. A wine glass throw. Sierra, here's the thing that I have. Sierra has like no remorse for this, I don't think. But I feel like she's going to break down on the next episode because once she sees how hurt Danielle really is. But I find it interesting that Danielle's like, so you didn't know that you threw a wine glass at me. But then when you watched it, why didn't you reach out to me? Why didn't she reach out to her?
I know. She's like, well, we only had like one text ever. So I didn't really know. And she's like, I should have texted you. But it was like too late for Danielle. Danielle's like, I have hatred towards you. Like, I can't stand you. And she's like, that's why I had a bruise on my chest because of you.
Yeah.
And I also like what Luke said. It was like, well, Paige really stroked the fire before dinner.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, and I would do it again. I'm like, Paige, take a seat. Relax. Okay. You're coming off too harsh. Like, just take it. Like,
I think, Sierra, she did admit, like, I let the emotions get the best of me. I felt like you're very dismissive. That kind of the hierarchy thing. Like, you're always so smug.
But that's also going over to like Lindsay. And like, I actually was like, because remember when the episode aired, I can remember us talking about being like, wow, old Lindsay would have been like activated fighting back. Like, she was actually sitting there like listening. And it's like, and I think Carl made a good point too. And you say this, like the things like that I'll do too, is like, she didn't give you the reaction you wanted. So you kept going and it just infuriated you more and you snapped. Right. But it's just to me, I'm like, I actually felt like Danielle did make an effort with them over the summer. Maybe she like doesn't text them
like,
on.
Because like the conversation.
Yeah.
About like career. You're so hot. Like do the modeling thing. You can always fall back on nursing.
Mm-hmm. And I felt like she also was like, why are we getting mad? Like, she kept being like, this is Austin's fault. Like, I don't know. I actually thought that she was trying with Sierra, but I think that they're much as it's harder to get into Lindsay and Danielle. I think for like Sierra and Paige on the opposite side is like, they don't want that to mesh well. I think they like having kind of the rift there and the drama of, because it makes technically good TV.
And then I think for Sierra, this is not TV. This is her life.
Oh, no. I know. I'm saying sorry, but Paige is like the ringleader.
No. So I think Lindsay does things for the show.
Totally. And I think Paige does too.
I do not think Sierra does.
No, she's
young. I think Sierra genuinely was into Austin. She literally is like, you slept with Austin in Montauk, meaning, and Lindsay on social media today said that sleeping with Austin and Montauk when sleeping in the same bed with him. We did not hook up. We haven't hooked up in 4 years. She's still denying it. I kind of don't believe that, but whatever. You know, but Sierra's like, she genuinely had feelings.
Totally.
And that's why she was so worked up and her emotions really did get the best of her. Cause I feel like this is her life.
Yeah.
But like you said, Lindsay knows how to push her buttons and she's like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Austin's going to do whatever he wants to do. Cause guess what? Austin's really not into you and he'll hook up with you this summer on the side, but he's not going to commit to you. You live in New York. He lives in Charleston. He's going to continue to be a fuckboy and be getting serviced. He's getting a muffler in the house.
He's doing a muff dive at the mechanics.
So,
I mean, I think the difference is 36 and 26, right? Like, God, 26. still on my parents' insurance. Right. All in the love. So many things, you know, there's just such a difference. And so you're right. She doesn't know how to separate show. And I think that, but I'm just trying to figure out like,
and I think it's funny. They brought up the point about Carl being like, you know, Austin was supposed to come. And apparently Carl was like, don't come. You look thirsty. You're going to be on three shows.
And Paige is like, and I took that personally. Winter House, Summer House, Southern Charm. She's like, I'm on those same three shows. I'm so curious to see Paige with the Southern Charm girls. Like, I can see, like, I can't decide if they're going to be like nice to her. Like, I could see Madison not being nice to her, but now that her and Craig are chill, like maybe they have a good summer together. Like, I'm so curious the dynamic there.
I think we're not going to see much of it.
Really? You don't think
so? I think we're going to see the Naomi Paige dynamic. That's going to be the star. Where is this trailer?
Where's the Dubai trailer?
It's very strange.
It's rude. That's June
1st.
Where are the taglines? Give the people what they want. Anything else about part one? I kind of feel bad for Paige. I just think she came into this reunion and Craig gassed her up and she's like, this is a straight up L for her.
She came in with, you know what? She came in with conviction. She came in,
but then she had her Amazon drop today, and I don't know how well that did. She deactivated her Twitter.
What?
She deactivated her Twitter. I think she's getting a lot of hate on Twitter.
I think I really like Paige. I think she is a really smart businesswoman in a lot of ways.
I like all of these people in this house. I love Summer House.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Don't keep them all. Keep them all and don't get rid of anyone. Only bring in more people. Two summer houses. Put more people in it.
No.
What?
Two houses. Yeah. Two houses right next to each other.
Yes.
Not even share a pool house.
Yeah,
that would be wild. There'd be so many hookups.
And you could kind of live feeds.
A couple's house and.
No.
It's like basically Temptation Island.
No. Yeah. Okay, a couple's house and then just single people in one house.
Yeah.
But no, they can't hook up with each other, only with the couples. No, but I'm into this. Like, look, I love this house and I think we have one good summer left with all of them. And then I think we don't retire them from, we retire them from Summer House, but we get them in the city.
Yeah.
Lover boy in the city. I think that's it. I think we go the business route. We follow them. Do not screw with us like we did for Vanderpump. Okay.
We've learned our mistakes.
And you know, I feel like you might make a mistake this weekend, but you won't make the mistake this weekend.
Because I have more labs.
Exactly.
You guys, if you haven't tried it yet, it's called morelabs.com. Use code TJG or morelabs.com/TJG. 20% off. This is, you want to do more the next day. Hey, guess what? I'm going to Original Joe's on Friday night. I'm going to have two martinis like Dorinda told me to. Three. Three's too many.
How many espresso martinis?
Okay. You know what? I'll probably just get a Manhattan there.
Okay.
Whatever. I can have a few drinks if you know what I mean. Because then, you know, you have your teenies that basically, okay, I'll probably
tell us your drink order. You sit, sometimes, you go straight to the bar while you wait for your table. What do you order?
Well, I have room reservation.
Oh,
but, so I'll probably get a, Tito's Dirty Martini. I'll ask for a Dusty.
Okay.
Then I'll move to wine. Then I'll get a espresso
martini. What kind of wine?
It matters what I order. Yeah.
What do you order the same thing?
No, there's so many good things.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, if I get the lasagna, I'll get the red wine. If I get the linguine pasta, like the clams or mussels, a white wine. Then I'll do the espresso martini.
Okay.
Then I'll go to Gino and Carlos.
Okay.
And probably have like a whiskey ginger. And then
that's alcohols mixing. But I guess when you have
It doesn't matter because when you have morning recovery and more labs, you feel great the next day. So just also check
people,
them out.
You have a reminder because people often ask, when do I drink it?
Oh, so then when you come home that night, drink it. So you drink it before you go to bed.
Okay, that's because people are always asking.
Drinking, it's like basically like you know you're
getting it as a chaser.
Yeah, you can do all the things.
All right. A couple. Okay. Morelabs.com/TJG. Let's take a quick break and we will be back with Atlanta.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum, soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream, obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, and we're back. This was an amazing episode. Courtney texted me, we have to save Drew.
We have to save Drew. We got to get her out of there. I have chills thinking, I'm getting the goosebumps right now talking about Drew.
Ralph might be one of the all-time worst house husbands.
You guys, honestly, I think he rivals
David Bedore.
It rivals. I think he's dangerous. It rivals a Jim Marchese, who to me is the ultimate worst house husband ever.
From New Jersey?
Like a Russell? No, don't. Oh, I'm not kidding when I say I'm actually really concerned for Drew, because what we saw on camera was actually very scary to me. And it felt like very much, she had to look up what the word gaslighting was. And then literally her life flashed before her eyes of like, that's exactly what he does. And all I think is he is emotionally abusive. And I'm very, when she said the wrath, like when she said, when the wrath comes out, I was like, I could see him snapping. I could see him being scary. And I don't like it. At first I thought it was like a kink that she wanted to be embarrassed over and over. And then after this,
No, she said, she's like, I'm in like a tumble dry cycle. He tries to confuse me and make me feel like I'm wrong and getting my words mixed up in my vocabulary, and he spins the story and I'm in the cycle and the laundry's dry now and I don't know if I should fight anymore.
I don't understand. Like the whole thing is so, Drew, it's okay. Get out. It makes me really I thought we were like just joking around. And then after this date, I'm like, no. I'm just saying like,
and also, were we on The Bachelor? I was like, is this an episode of The Bachelor?
Why are we in a suit store balcony?
No, but I was, and were we also in Dancing with the Stars?
What was the outfit? Like the whole thing. I'm like, he's love bombing her. And then when she wants to bring up the relationship on camera, he's got one way. He's like, I'm the perfect husband. Look at me on camera. Look at what I do for my wife. And she asks, can we talk about us? And you just see like going red. And I'm like, this is not how he wants. Like, this is ending not good.
Well, he's like, oh, well tonight, like we should just like enjoy each other's company and we can save the rest for a marriage counseling.
Okay. Also, I'm convinced that the marriage counselor said he was manic and not a maniac, because that seems very wild for a therapist to call somebody a maniac. But also, he is a maniac.
I love it.
I am extra.
I think he's both.
Exactly. Like, he's a maniac. He's like, and then when they're like Googling what the words mean for things, I'm like, oh my God, what's happened?
How did she not know what gaslighting was?
Okay, this is rude, but Drew's not smart.
That's just like such a housewife thing to say.
I know, but I
really manipulating by psychological means into questioning their own sanity.
She's like, literally, the light bulb turned on. She's like
sanity. Psychological. Manipulating.
She's like, okay, no more than 5-letter words. Please explain. Rile you up. You think you are crazy, but you are not. That works, right?
I just drew.
And then when Sonia called her and she's like, oh my God, you have to come to our next Drop It with Drew. I'm like, baby girl, let me tell you who's at your Drop It with Drew. Your husband, your three assistants, and the fitness person.
Nobody's and paying for like drop riding, he's like riding off her coattails too. It was like, don't you feel like he pressures her? Like, okay, we got to find the next big thing. Like, I'll write the book. You're going to get this workout program. Like, we got to get this money going. Yeah, I feel like
strike while the iron's hot kind of thing.
Like, they had to like move so quickly. Remember when they moved last year? Why did they move? Are they renting? No, they're not renting.
Good. Are there any missing people?
Well, and that's apparently
why he had to leave.
No.
Oh, okay.
And like you said, you were like, I didn't realize they had three kids.
I could.
We knew she had the baby from the other marriage,
and JoJo from the him, because we had the whole storyline with the stepdad and his real dad and all that. And then we had the daughter, and I didn't remember that she had a son as well. And I just get her out of there.
Why can't Ralph have garlic? Why?
Because he's got to go to his mistress's house, and he doesn't want to smell like garlic. He's going to Tampa after dinner.
And then that was another, like, okay, so they had the personal chef cooking for them. And then I was like, is that the cooking for the fitness thing?
It was the same chef from last week. Okay.
And then she's like, well, Candy brought up the Instagram of your assistant. And he's like, I fired her. And she goes, well, so you don't talk to her anymore? I didn't say we didn't talk. I no longer do business with her.
Also, what does that mean?
50-year-old woman. I was 12. She
was 12 when I was born.
And then I'm like, can your kids hear this conversation? That was my concern. I feel like they could.
And I think this is just normal.
This is like a typical Wednesday.
Literally, I'm like, what is happening?
And then she's like, I want you to make the decision not to talk to her. No. I don't want to tell you.
Put the ultimatum, Drew.
Yeah. I don't want you to resent me. And he's like, well, there's a lot of things I resent you for. And then she's scared. Like, you could tell she was scared, like what he was going to say next.
Him saying there's a lot of things I resent you for. I'm like,
it's bad. It's bad.
Like, I'm like, can we get to the reunion already? I need Andy to say, what the fuck? When he got together with Ross and Todd, and they were like, all right, tell us the bullshit. Like, tell us what's going on. They're like, oh yeah, that makes total sense. I'm like, they are like, we have your number, Drew, but they're going to like joke about it instead of being, but they're like, you're an idiot. You are an idiot.
Ralph was like, no, well, because then Todd's like, didn't you say something like, well, I'm a guy. And he's like, no, I said, I'm a man. And they're like, oh, so now if you just say, I'm a man, it's okay.
Yeah. And he's like, and you know what? Drew should have never been looking at my phone. She should have never looked at my phone. And didn't he say at one point too, like, you're the only one who seems to care what's on my phone. Like, who else should care? She's your wife. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know what though? The viewers, we care. Because now, you know, I was making fun of Drew. Team Drew, we're getting her out, guys.
We're getting her out.
We're calling Tom Cruise. But Mission Impossible 7. We're getting her out.
Let's talk about another marriage struggle. Todd and Candy.
Glorified roommates. What's happening there?
Okay. So basically, you know, she's got this Broadway production. It's going great. She's got to be away for a couple months, I guess, or traveling from time to time. And apparently Todd likes to travel too. And his travel is for vacations and trips to Miami.
Tampa? Quick stop in Tampa? Is he taking Ralph with him?
But then I was like, wait, what is this condo in New Jersey? Apparently it's really nice because he get $5,000 to $6,000 a month for it. And Candy wants no part in it. I also like how Candy, his name is not in the house.
Oh, because Mama Joyce would not let that happen. But it's funny because he's like, I don't understand why Candy doesn't want. I'm like, first off, because Candy knows what you're doing, Todd.
Right.
Okay. And she just wants you in this market, sell it.
Right.
Make the money. And you know, when he's like, yeah, when we go to New York, it'd be a great place to stay. I'm like, Candy wants the luxury of a hotel suite. She doesn't want that. Candy's buying something, it's in the city. She's not going to. I understand the appeal of Jersey and being close to the city for less of the money. I get it. Candy doesn't want that. Yeah. What's going on with them?
Also, what's going on with their pool?
Candy? This is a different scene, but Candy in the yellow athleisure suit that she was wearing.
That's when this was before her Halloween moment.
Right.
When she's talking to Todd in the kitchen, then they go and look at the pool.
Yeah. But I was obsessed with this color. It looks so good on her.
I agree.
But what is going on with the pool?
It doesn't look like it's going to be ready by the reunion. I just
what are your thoughts on an indoor pool in a house in the basement?
I feel like unnecessary in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It
doesn't really snow there that much. Periodically?
At all. Okay. I'm sure that there's been times but I don't think it usually. When my family lived there, there was never snow. But global warming's a thing and things could change. You know,
just like how like Austin gets some snow.
Kroll?
No, doesn't like Austin recently has gotten snow.
Oh, the city of.
Yeah. You're like, are you doing a
conference? No. Yes, I did. I thought you were. I was like, my brain is in Bravo mode right now, so I can't think outside of that. It just to me, I'm not crazy about a pool in the basement. And I just, guys, I also want, where are Ace and Blaze? We know where Riley is off in school. Where's Kayla? I just feel like we don't see enough of the babes and I need more of them. Mm-hmm. Where are they?
I don't know.
It was this episode, the women really never got together except for Chateau Charest, Kenya. Comes over, Finnish basement. There's a spa room. There's a lounge. There's a bar. There's no white refrigerators.
You guys, I am just embarrassed because I think I've admitted this, but my landlord gave me a white fridge. Yeah, I have a white fridge.
It's okay. We won't hold it against you. You
know? I just, every time I look at it, I think of Nini.
Kenya says, what's wrong with the white fridge? All I can think of, what's wrong with my sewing? What's wrong with the white fridge?
She should put that on the hat.
She should. No, she could. Kenya could never.
What's the deal with the car thing though? There's some truth to that. I just have a feeling.
I don't know her. She perhaps had to borrow a car.
I know. Like,
oh, for sure.
Perhaps like, you know, maybe the girl was like, oh, I have this lease on this car. It has 6 months left. Do you want to like, take it over or something.
Yeah, there's something interesting. But
they all lease cars.
100%. Guys, I leased my car and then I had to buy it because of the freaking pandemic. But I love a lease on a car.
Yeah, I've never done that. But
I love it.
People love it. Yeah.
I highly, highly support a lease on a car. So I see nothing wrong with it. Especially, I mean, you're still paying.
Right.
You know what? You just, every couple of years, you get to get the brand new thing.
Right.
But Chateau Charest, okay. It was stunning. And all I could think was, is this from Les Archives? Is it just for the day? Just borrowing the stuff for the day?
No, the light fixtures was amazing.
No. I got to tell you guys, though, we saw Tiara, her daughter. We met her when she was 21 years old. 21 years old. She's 36 now.
She has a podcast about sex.
I was so thrown off. Like, no. We met you. We were 36. We've come
full circle. Yeah.
Like we're old as fuck. Okay. So,
and then of course, Kenya's like, so word on the street is you and Drew have the same assistant. Do you know Anthony? And apparently you owe him a lot of money and he's telling all your personal stories to Drew. So just so you know,
do you believe it?
I do.
I do too.
I know.
Charest skipped a beat for a second. She's like,
I use him from time to time. He might have finished this basement we're sitting in. He actually picked out that light fixture and this couch we're sitting on. He had to get the U-Haul, but yeah. I think I paid him for that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check with my financial manager here. Where's my advisor? He'll tell me everything goes through him. So also, I don't know.
Just like all the assistants. Then we meet Marlo's has these two managers,
a married couple.
They seem lovely. Guys,
I loved this. I love Marlo as a Monty and seeing her with her boys and just getting him ready for
homecoming's a baby version of prom. I loved that. I love that line.
I just felt in my heart when Marlo was saying like growing up for her, like foster care was her safe haven. And she just, things that she went to one prom and she's just like, it's about the memories. I want these boys to look back on their time and think like, I remember this homecoming. Well,
they will because of the photographs, because she hired a photographer.
I love.
And a driver.
I see nothing wrong
with homecoming. This isn't prom. This is mini prom.
Some schools, though, they're like our homecoming was dress up. So we did like costumes for ours. But a lot of people's homecomings are
it's like
suit and dress. Like it is the same thing as prom. Like we have a winter. We had a winter formal, which was our like mini prom.
Got it.
So
I thought it was interesting. Marla's like Marla's trying to really take on this Munty thing. I think at first she was like, I just want to spoil the boys. They've come from hard times. Yeah. But now she's like, okay, we're going on year three. Like, I want them to be resilient, but also I want them to be resilient and work hard and, you know, enjoy the fruits of my labor and the luxuries, but not be brats. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, Candy, why don't you invite me over for movie night?
What is this photo shoot though? Candy, it's like literally like, hey guys, come film a scene. Marlo's going to come. I will peel off the nose.
Marlo is wearing like the sexiest bodysuit.
I'm like, what? is happening in this meeting?
And then she's like, people are asking about my money. Just say I work at Magic City on Mondays and call me Ginger.
Like, we should have given Marlo a peach years ago. Like, it just is. But then I love when she's like, yeah, Candy, how come we're not friends? You never invite me anything. She's like, whoa, wait, what?
And I love that also she's like, I talked to those boys about the Me Too movement. We've talked about the birds and the bees. I mean, I just think it's really cute. Then they also flash back to Marlo at a prom. And I swear, correct me if I'm wrong, I just swear it said 17 years ago.
Old.
Oh,
17 years old.
You guys, oh my God. I was like, 17 years ago. I was like, but she's not like 36. I was like, Marlo is not 36. I'm like, she looks good, but there's no way she's my age. This adds so much clarity for me because she's 46. I was like, 17 years ago? No.
Carrie's like doing the math. Like, I was wait like, a second. You were 29 at prom? What are you, Josie Grossi over here?
What happened there?
Oh, God.
Okay, then let's just like break down this whole date. So Brandon, assistant number three, he comes with the Dancing with the Stars outfit. You know, she's getting roses throughout the day. There's the glam. You know, she's just living this fairy tale. She shows up.
If this is a fairy tale, kill me.
Like, she shows up and she's like, oh, it's your tailor shop. Cool. Great. Okay. But then he goes on the balcony. There's roses, red roses. We're in the bachelor.
How much do you think this costs? I mean, he didn't have to rent the location because it was a, we'll show your shop.
I also felt like the food was like, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. I want wine. I want the wine at the table immediately.
It didn't even look like wine. It literally still looked like water. I was like, I don't even get the white wine.
It was in a water glass. It was in a water glass.
No, but I think it was still water.
Dorit would be pissed. Yeah.
There was no like yellow tinge to it. I don't think
it must have been a Sauvignon Blanc.
I think it was water with, and they're like, oh shoot, we only have half a bottle of wine. Let's just like put a hit at it. And we'll call it a spritz.
Yeah. So then he's like, you know, I admit to being an asshole sometimes, but like, I want to be the best husband. I want to be the best provider. And, you know, she's like, I thank you for saying that. You know, we have these super high highs and really lows. And he's like, no, I'm going to work on things. Okay. I have a new, this is my new therapist order in my life. First comes God.
Second.
Me.
Third.
My wife.
Fourth.
Kids.
Fifth.
And everyone else. He's like, I'm just such a pleaser. He's like, I'm just such a pleaser. And, you know, I was putting my family first.
Where did Drew fall in that? Because I feel like it was God, me, Tampa, left bench at Rutgers, the book deal, my assistant.
God, it's
kids, so everyone bad. Else, Drew.
And then it's starting to go south. And he's like, no, you know what? Like, let's just enjoy this night. You know, we'll leave the rest to marriage counseling. And she's like, okay, like, you know, she's like
this whole thing, it shows me that like we can make it. It's showing me we could do it. And then he keeps bringing up the therapist.
He's like, well, I'm going to pay Dr. Ken to teach you how to talk to men because you need to learn how to talk to men. And then Drew's like, I'm going to pay him to talk to teach you how to talk to women because this is not okay.
Like, is this foreplay? Because I don't want it. I don't want it.
And then she's like, well, the doctor called you a maniac. And I think you're right. I think it was manic. Manic.
I just feel like a therapist being like, so I do want to let you know I think you're a maniac.
You know, and he's like, what? No one knowing that is a maniac. Is this successful? then he's like, you know what? It's what people do on the East Coast. They use these words.
Oh, the East Coast. Oh, that's like what Drew's saying.
I'm you like, don't understand what maniac means.
And she's like, you aren't really sorry. I'm like, and then she's like, so if me expressing myself says we're having like a bad night, like what the hell are we doing? And she like gets up and like walks away and she's like crying. And he's just like, you know what? Doing stuff for you is not the move. I regret doing this. And like walks off. And I'm like, what
the scary fuck? Thing is like, this was the most raw, real fight. And this was all on camera.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I'm scared. What happens? Like, it makes me think of like, remember when like Aaron grabbed Denise's hand and he was like, I will crush your hand. Yeah. And I was like, these are things that shouldn't be picked up on camera because it's awkward.
Yeah.
Guys, we got to get her out.
We do.
This we got to get her out. I don't know. Do I make a post? Ralph follows us. I'm very nervous. I don't want to get the wrath.
No, let's get the wrath.
We got
to save her.
We got to save. We must save Drew. We must.
That's the post tomorrow.
We must save Drew. No, we must save her.
Got to get her out.
We got a campaign. Listen, if anyone wants to create a change.org, save Drew.
What was the chain dot? Was the change.org for Austin not to be on Summer House? Was that one?
I think there's a lot of change.orgs. I don't think any of them are ever successful, but we must save Drew.
And on that note,
Drew, we'll save you. we'll have a theme song and everything. Okay, take a break and we'll be right back with Jersey.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, so this is episode 2 of the reunion.
Guys,
Joey Gorga, he just quit. I texted Courtney tonight and go, I have a prediction nothing's going to happen on this reunion.
But Mary, Joe quit.
Okay, guys, please just go back and look at all the teeth. Look at all the teeth. I can't handle it. Just look at all the teeth. And also, I'm just going to say it. Jen, number one housewife for me. Killed it at the reunion. Did her research. Owned them all. Did color copies, not this black and white bullshit, okay? Did color copies, including photos. She was attacked. And you know what? When Marge is talking about her daughters, and she said, their kids are resilient. They'll be in therapy or whatever she said. I said, and that is my queen, Queen Aiden.
That was a pretty good.
My favorite part was, you know that she prepped. She's like, okay,
oh,
what, if they bring up Marge's kids, I am going to retort with this line.
Right. And then Marge is like, yeah, that didn't land well. I'm like, didn't land well?
What did you
like,
think that was going to happen?
Didn't land well was not
like, what was the right what did you intend to say? Yeah. What you meant to say, like, I'm sure she meant to say like, no, she in her head, oh no, kids are resilient. Like, don't worry about this. But it's more like, no, Marge, you brought it up on camera.
Okay, so let's go back.
Yeah, though, sorry.
Because Joey is backstage. He's like, give me a drink, you know, and Andy's like, Teresa, you need to go talk to him. She's like, oh, Dad. Like, Daddy Andy.
I'm always kissing his ass.
Yeah. Joey is done. He's done. And then I do like what he says, the double standard, like Louis is totally involved in this and he's okay. It's okay if he gets involved, but if I get involved, I don't defend my wife. I'm a little bitch boy. Also, there's drinks everywhere. I was so distracted.
Well, I love to, though, because it's like Teresa's like, well, yeah, you are a bitch. She's like, I never called you a bitch. I'm like, I don't roll footage.
Right.
Like what? Like the delusion on Teresa is wild. But I love to, because Melissa, if Melissa was really worried, she'd be running after. She's like, let him go. I'm like, oh, they planned this. They planned this so much.
But I also, I love that Andy's like, I got to go back there. And he's like, you know what? It,
yeah, he does Marge, have a way of words with them.
He's like, I would have been asking you every single question that Marge did, you know? And she's like, but Marge is supposed to be my friend, so she shouldn't have done that. And Andy's like, well, I would have asked anyways. And then he's like, listen to Joey. He's telling you how he feels. You have to listen. And then that was like finally when Teresa came around and like hugged him in the chair. And it's like, I
see her comment this week, like on Instagram too.
Right.
Yeah. Like being like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say what I said. Like, I love you so much.
It is so sad because I feel like, you know, they do love each other and she just doesn't like Melissa. And
what do you think happens really hard when neither of them are reality stars anymore?
Maybe it goes back.
Does it go back to love or do they separate even further?
I also had an idea.
Okay.
That perhaps now we do this a la Kardashians Hulu. And we only do it for Jersey. And it's more like really breaking that fourth wall. And
is it still on Bravo or do we need to go streaming? Peacock?
No, we can have it on Bravo. Okay. This is a pilot program.
Okay, pilot program. Okay.
And it will be done with Jersey. And it is about breaking the fourth wall. And because
what happens? What part of the wall is being broken?
I think they can say, like, I'm pissed that you and Melissa joined the show. Like,
you want to rehug it.
Yeah. Like more because there's something.
Do you think Dr. Amador is available?
That would be perfection. What is the song? The song that always came in when she went there, Bethany? It was like, yeah. Just like I don't know. There has to be. Because I think
now, but you're saying this is the still
family, but I need some walls broken down.
I like what you're saying. You're like, as opposed to saying, like, they kind of start to do it with, like, you'll see, Radar Online or the blogs or things like that. And I think you're right that if they allow it to just be part of the show and they kind of started doing it with the Louis stuff. Right. So like if they bring it in, I actually think we'd get more real.
Yeah.
In the Real Housewives, you know, that it'd be more realistic to hear and like not have to pretend that like the cameras aren't there.
And what if it's like literally like Teresa going to on the way to the treehouse thing and is like talking to the producer, like, I don't want to fucking go. Like, I'm not even getting out of the car. Like, you know, because it was like she didn't want to film with them all season. And like, but us like actually seeing her say that.
But like in the moment, we don't want these. Yeah. Okay. I'm into it.
Like,
or give us, you know what? Give again, live feeds, break it down. You want to put it on bravotv.com and you want to give me 17 commercials with it? I'll watch it. I'm a glutton.
Even like her though, like trying to control the producers. Like we kind of style that at the show.
I would love guys. Or better show.
What?
The producer's show. I think we've said this before, but show where the producers, like the 100th episode kind of thing where we like flashback, but I just want the producers.
Right. But then even like them telling her, you know, the producers had to tell her to leave the house in Nashville because she was a liability and they were afraid she was going to hurt Margaret.
Yeah.
I want to see them saying that to her.
They would have said that in Bad Girls Club. When Ripsy did it, they told Ripsy she had to go to a hotel. She was blacked out. She got kicked out.
So
I always wonder where Ripsy is these days.
I just, you know, that's what I want to see. Okay. We're so deep in this housewife stuff. Like we know it's a show. So let's.
And it's formulaic. So now you have to just, you know what? Everyone has to grow and change, right? The only constant in life is change.
And taxes.
And death.
Yeah. Okay.
And birth.
Okay.
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 So
Polly, let's talk about Polly. I love Polly. He's on FaceTime with Andy. He's from Dublin. He has an amazing accent. And he even was like, basically like, she's like above my pay grade.
I love that. And I was, when I texted you, I go, Get it, Dolo. She is so giddy. We've never seen her this giddy about someone she's dated. Like, she is just like, Andy's like, look at this. And he's just like, whoa. Like, he is just
okay. But then I got to thinking, you guys, about why Dolores was not invited to the engagement party.
Frank is living with David. Okay. That's an issue. David is dating one of Louis's ex. Okay. Dolores is involved over there. Is Dolores not invited because of David dating Louis's ex?
No. It's not
okay,
like
so Frank I read into invited. That too much. I read into that too much.
Frank,
okay.
Or, I mean, it's not like David would be invited or
I'm just
Frank
saying
wasn't
the connection
invited.
Of
I mean
I don't...
Frank is living with David. That is why? Bizarre why? In itself. Why? And
like then, David, why do you want to be involved in their lives still? Move on.
And yeah, then I think it's funny too. Like Louis ghosted the woman for Teresa, and then David started dating.
I don't like
but it. Frankie Jr. is single.
Thank God. Yeah. Applications, guys. What would you do? Okay.
God.
Okay. So you're like in Patterson because you are there and you start swiping. You open up Tinder. You open up Bumble.
He's on Tinder. He's on Frank.
And Frankie Jr. I feel like he's a Bumble guy because he would want the girl to leave to write the message first.
I wouldn't want Frankie Jr. I'd want Frankie Sr.
Oh, sorry. We're talking about different Franks.
Yes.
I Frank would Sr. Like, for sure on Tinder.
Apple TV time, baby.
Frank Sr.'s photo is him with an Apple TV for sure.
Yeah. I love it.
I love I'm it. Sorry. We're it. Talking about, oh, that's
different.
Funny. Okay, so
Frank
confusing. Jr. Frank Jr. is on, he's on Hinge and he's on Bumble because he wants the girl to make the first move. Frank Sr. is definitely on Tinder. I bet he has a OkCupid as well.
Bumble. Yeah.
No.
No,
I think he's someone, he likes to make the first move.
Okay.
Bumble, you know, the girl has to write first.
He would say, I'll take you out for a teeny, Apple teeny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I'll bench press you. Do you want to come over and meet my roommate?
Or my kids.
It's my ex-wife's ex-boyfriend.
No, that's true. Oh, God. It would be so good.
Next week, I feel like we should do like what the single people, what apps we think they'd be on.
Okay. No problem.
Just think also, about it. I want you to think about it.
I did want to mention when Andy and Joe were backstage together. Andy was standing next to Joe. And I have a picture with Andy as well as you do. And I was like 3 inches taller than Andy and Joe was 3 inches shorter than Andy. So I think that Joe Gorga is 5'1".
Okay. Andy is definitely like 5'9".
5'4".
What?
Courtney.
Mary, you were in heels.
No.
Mary.
He's not 5'7". He's not 5'7".
No, I said 5'9".
No, he's not 5'7".
What he's okay. 5'7". The internet says
5'9". That means minus 2 inches, so 5'7".
Okay, well that's 5'8". But remember, you said math was your strong suit.
No, yeah, five. You said 5'8".
I'm sorry. Yes, sorry.
Inches.
Yes, yeah. You're right. Math. I'm sorry. I was looking at Anderson Cooper, who's 5'10". Math is your strong suit, not mine. You got it. Ugh, I'm so stupid sometimes. I think he's 5'9". I actually think that that's accurate.
No.
I think it's accurate.
Okay. So what else happened? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Teresa Giudice.
Is that why she wore that mirror ball outfit? Like that was like so wild of her. Game. Like what?
That was very like rehearsed, like the posh thing.
Like, it, like she
Piece
was like,
shit, coke, whore,
every day. I love it. I love it. I thought it was, I just thought it was funny. Like the one point where Marge and Teresa keep just getting, trying to get the last word. You ruined your night.
You ruined your night.
You're a digger. No, you dig. No, you're a digger. I was like, what is happening? And then I'm like, I feel like people still somehow aren't understanding. And by people, I mean, Marge, like she keeps being like, oh, like Jen, you're a hypocrite. Or like, why would you talk about if that was happening in your backyard or that kind of thing? And it's like, you're a like, you always choose the man. And I'm like, Margaret, I feel like you're not getting it. Like you were the other woman and there was another woman with Bill. Don't put like the feminism. I don't know. The feminism.
I did love the tea of like, yeah. And then you called that pharmaceutical company and got that one fired. I also loved the
play
tea
stupid
that,
games, win stupid prizes.
That Jennifer, you know, they're like, obviously if you're coming on a reality TV show, things are going to come up. So you had clearly talked about this and she was like, yeah, we did. But you know what? I wasn't going to forego the opportunity because he made a mistake.
I love that.
He said we were going to deny it. And, you know, the only thing I was thinking about was my kids and here we are.
I actually love that she said, it's his mistake. What do I care? Why am I going to live in the shadow because he did something stupid? Go Jen. See, point for Jen.
What do you, so the men are going to come out. What do you think Andy's going to say to Bill?
Hey, Bill, anything exciting happening? Or he's going to say something like, he's going to call him Tony the Turk.
I'm very curious, you know?
I think he asked Bill, why did you not defend your wife when this was happening? Why? He's going to say something like, why are you silent on this whole thing? Like, don't you like care? And I think Bill will say,
I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah, he will just talk Jen up.
Yeah.
And then Joe will insert himself six times.
Yes, agreed.
And Joe B will be like suckling at the teat of Marge.
I also loved how she was like, do you guys know what was happening on the day that this was posted on Instagram? I was on a lot of painkillers recovering from an elective surgery.
I was attacked.
And that's why I was defending my family to this crooked family.
Well, I love when Melissa was like, yeah, it's called a social media war, Jen. Duh. And then I was like, well, and then Jen won. Like, again, you said it's a war, meaning that there's two sides and she came after you. And again, if you like the lady doth protest too much, she said crooked and all of you guys freak out.
Mail order bride versus slut whore pig.
And I was like, what is happening?
And then I think they did do a good job touching on Jackie's, struggles. And she's like, I'm out of the danger zone health wise, which I think that probably means like her heart rate is up. She's gained some weight. She's really trying to, she threw out all the measuring cups. She still had, obviously calorie counting. I don't think that was going to go away anytime soon. She's not eating the same foods every day. She went to Scottsdale for 6 days. And I really do appreciate this storyline because I think disordered eating is a real thing that a lot of people struggle with in many ways. And
she better be asked full time. This is bullshit.
Yeah, she will.
Bullshit.
She will.
I don't know, you guys. I just went on Instagram and
no.
Bravo at Bravo Housewives says that Teresa, Melissa, Margaret, Jennifer, and Dolores have been asked back as full time. And why singling out? Why are we singling out Jackie? That doesn't even make sense to me.
It just doesn't seem necessary.
And I'm sorry. Hello.
What the side is going to be Teresa, Dolores, Jen. Jen and Dolores don't get along.
No, I don't think
so. It doesn't even make the teams even. It's so also then it's going to be Marge, Melissa,
and Dolores, I think. Because I don't think that Dolores will always like back Teresa, but I don't know. There could be, it's bullshit that Jackie's not being asked back. I think like, it's like out of all the people, it's like,
Evan.
We need like, why are you going to break up this group? Okay. Like, and then it's like, what is Tracy coming back as a friend? Like,
no.
I wanted to mention too, with Atlanta is I'm like, why are the producers all trying us this year with like the men? It's just a Jersey thing. We don't need all the men hanging out together outside of Jersey.
I kind of like the way Todd put Ralph in his place.
Sure, but I don't need more Ralph is what I mean. Like, I will take more.
I'm kind of interested in Ralph. Like,
what? He's a manic maniac.
I want to see how this plays out.
Only if it
ends. I'm invested in the storyline.
Save Drew. Saver.
That was basically it.
I mean, the screaming at the end with Andy saying, shut up.
He gets annoyed. He gets frustrated.
Wants
them to work it out.
I actually thought that both reunions this week were good. I loved Atlanta, Beverly Hills. Tomorrow, it's going to be a good one. Make sure you watch and then listen to our recap after the episode.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week or tomorrow or whatever.
We'll see you whenever you hit play.
Bye.
Bye.